From North State Public Radio, I'm Serena Grossi with your headlines for Wednesday, July 16th. The suspect in a fatal shooting that took place at the city of Chico's sanctioned homeless encampment has been charged. But as NSPR's Alex Stutson reports, he was not charged with murder.
Gerald Thompson has been charged with three crimes. The most serious is felony possession of a firearm by a felon. He's also facing two misdemeanor charges, giving a false name to officers and drug possession. Butte County District Attorney Mike Ramsey says homicide charges were not filed because
police investigators and my prosecutors concluded that he had a reasonable self-defense claim.
The shooting took place after one of Thompson's dogs mauled the victim's dog. According to Ramsey, the victim, Donald Stevens, then grabbed and brandished a sawed-off shotgun and began threatening Thompson. Thompson then took out a revolver and, during the argument, shot and killed Stevens. Thompson spent the next few days hiding. He said in part because he was afraid of retribution from gangs, since the victim allegedly had ties to neo-Nazi groups. Thompson is set to appear in court again later this week. In Chico, I'm Alex Stutson.
In other news, a popular Chico public pool will be closed this week for cleaning after months of delays. Sycamore Pool in Bidwell Park has a higher than average amount of sediment in it. City officials say winter rains washed material from the burn scar of last year's park fire into the pool. That's made the pool shallower on the west end. The initial cleaning for the pool was scheduled for May, but the California Department of Fish and Wildlife asked the city to wait to allow for protected spring run Chinook salmon to migrate. The fish spawn in Big Chico Creek, which feeds the pool. The city was also required to update and renew permits, which stopped the pool's usual biweekly cleaning. Once the sediment is removed, officials say they plan to bring back the biweekly cleanings. The pool closes today and will stay closed through Friday. And goats are back for their summer graze in Chico's Bidwell Park. Several hundred goats will again browse select areas as parts of the city's vegetation management program. They will be confined within an electric fence and will be moved as they clear each area. A herdsman and guard dogs will be on site at all times. Officials ask park visitors not to enter the closed-off area, not to disturb or feed the goats, and to stay clear of the electric fence. Goats have been deployed in the park in previous years to remove invasive plants and reduce fire fuels. Also, an anthology edited by two California wildfire survivors was just recently published. It's titled Red Flag Warning: Mutual Aid and Survival in California's Fire Country, and it provides the collective insights of people who have deep understanding of the effects of wildfire on communities. Margaret Garcia is the co-editor of the book. She was a longtime resident of Plumas County and a survivor of the 2021 Dixie Fire. She learned some things from that experience that surprised her, like the fact there's a monetary threshold for property destruction that triggers a federal response.
We had to wait an incredibly long time before we were declared a national emergency. And, you know, a lot of people in our area, of course, were bitter about that. But there's a dollar amount that has to have burned. Properties worth X number of dollars before something gets declared.
Garcia says that's when she saw the importance of community organizations and individual action following a disaster. Red Flag Warning is published by AK Press, which operates out of Chico. Additionally, eligible PG&E customers could get help paying past due energy bills. The assistance will come through programs such as the new Match My Payment program, which matches up to $1,000 for low to moderate income customers. The existing Reach program will also help with up to $300 in bill credits. Reach recipients are pre-qualified for Match My Payment and could potentially receive up to $1,300 total. Funding is available on a first-come, first-served basis, and applications are processed through the Dollar Energy Fund. And California almond farmers are gearing up for a big harvest this year. The Almond Board of California says a new survey published by the USDA estimates the 2025 almond harvest will come in at 3 billion meat pounds, or total pounds, of usable almond meat. That's up 7% from a May forecast, and 10% higher than last year's crop of 2.7 billion pounds. The report says this year's crop experienced variable weather during bloom, which started with storms that hindered bees and blossom growths. Conditions improved in early March with warm and mild temperatures, rain, and lower than normal pests and disease. Officials say the harvest is expected to begin on time. Almonds are California's number one crop by acreage and its number one agricultural export. The crop is valued at almost $5 billion. And finally, a new tool online is showing the severity of wildfire damage to vegetation across the state. CAL FIRE has launched the new California Vegetation Burn Severity online viewer. It's an interactive map that displays burn severity data for wildfires over 1,000 acres from 2015 to 2023. The department says the tool can be used to understand conditions after a fire, support ecological recovery, and plan for future fire resilience. Users can search fires by name, year, cause, or size, and generate downloadable maps for field use. The viewer will be updated annually with new fires. And those were your headlines for Wednesday, July 16th. Our theme song is Burrow and courtesy of Blue Dot Sessions. For more local and state news, check out our website, mynspr.org. For NSPR News, I'm Serena Grossi.